Welcome to Language Authenticity. I'm James. Today, we're exploring Embrace Your Sound, the strength in your linguistic identity. Accents are a natural part of who we are. They reflect our history, our culture, and the places we've called home. Many people feel pressure to change their accent, especially when learning a new language. But is that really necessary? Often, we worry that our accent makes us harder to understand. But most listeners adjust quickly to new accents. What matters most is clarity and confidence, not sounding exactly like a native speaker. Your accent can be a strength. It adds character to your voice and tells your story. Many people find that embracing their accent helps them feel more authentic and connected to their roots. Of course, accent discrimination is real. Some people face challenges at work or in social situations because of the way they speak. But changing your accent isn't the only answer. Focusing on clear communication can help you be understood while still honoring your identity. Let's hear from a few listeners. Priya in Toronto shared, "After years of trying to hide my accent, I realized it connects me to my roots and reminds others of the global world we live in." James in Auckland said, "When learning Mandarin, I was embarrassed by my accent, but my colleagues appreciated my effort more than perfect pronunciation." Maria in Berlin wrote, "My Spanish accent comes through when I speak German, and at first I felt self-conscious, but now I see it as a bridge between cultures. It reminds people that our world is multilingual, and that's something to celebrate. These stories remind us that our voices matter, just as they are." If you want to improve your clarity, try recording yourself, slowing down, or practicing with a friend. But remember, there's no need to erase the sound of where you come from. Let's talk about why we sometimes feel sensitive when people comment on our accent. Humans are wired to want to fit in and belong to a group. When someone points out our accent, it can make us feel different or even excluded. This is a completely normal reaction. But it's important to remember that everyone has an accent, shaped by geography, culture, and experience. Accent and identity are deeply connected. For some, an accent is a reminder of family and heritage. For others, it's a symbol of learning and growth. No matter where you are on your language journey, your accent is a unique part of your story. In fact, some people describe an accent as a badge of pride, a signifier of heritage, and a source of solidarity. It can connect us to our community and be a comforting reminder of home. If you ever feel insecure about your accent, here are some practical tips to help you communicate with confidence. First, speak a little louder. This can also naturally slow your pace, making it easier for others to understand you. Second, try opening your mouth just a bit wider when you speak English. This can make your words clearer and your voice fuller. Third, practice reading out loud and record yourself. Listening back can help you notice small changes and track your progress. If you're comfortable, ask friends or colleagues for feedback on your speech. Sometimes, what you think is a barrier is barely noticed by others. You might be surprised how much people appreciate your effort and your unique voice. Confidence is key. The more you practice, the more comfortable you'll become. Remember, even native speakers sometimes feel nervous about how they sound. Everyone is on their own journey. Let's also talk about connection. People remember how you make them feel more than how you sound. If you approach conversations with curiosity and generosity, people will focus on your message, not your accent. Communication is about building relationships, not just perfect pronunciation. Accent bias exists, but it doesn't define your worth or ability. Your accent represents generations of history and culture. It's something to be proud of. Embracing your accent can even help you stand out and connect with others on a deeper level. In many workplaces and classrooms, accent diversity is becoming more visible. Some organizations even encourage employees to share stories about their linguistic backgrounds. This helps build understanding and respect among team members. If you're in a position to do so, consider sharing your own accent story with others. You might inspire someone else to feel more confident about their voice. If you're working in a professional setting and want to be understood more clearly, consider focusing on accent clarity, not accent elimination. This means making small adjustments to help your speech be understood while keeping your unique sound. you might also try joining a supportive community or practicing with a coach or language partner. Let's reflect for a moment. Think about a time when someone's accent made a conversation more interesting or memorable. Accents can be a window into new perspectives, new stories, and new ways of seeing the world. By embracing our own accents and listening openly to others, we help create a richer, more connected community. If you're seeking more ways to enhance your communication, consider courses or workshops designed to help individuals with accents refine their pronunciation, diction, and overall communication skills. These programs can offer a supportive environment to practice and grow. And don't forget, expanding your vocabulary and practicing prosody things like rhythm, stress, and intonation can also help you become a more effective communicator. Engage in real conversations as much as possible. Be patient and persistent. Language learning is a journey, and every step forward represents progress worth celebrating. Let's take a moment to consider the global perspective. English, Spanish, French, Mandarino matter the language. There are countless regional accents and dialects. In international business, education, and travel, it's common to hear a wide range of accents. This diversity is a strength, not a weakness. It means more people are communicating, sharing ideas, and building bridges across cultures. In fact, many global companies value employees who speak with different accents. They recognize that diverse voices can help reach new markets and connect with a broader audience. Your accent might open doors you never expected. If you're a teacher, manager, or leader, think about how you can support accent diversity in your environment. Encourage open conversations about language and identity. Celebrate the variety of voices on your team. When people feel accepted as they are, they're more likely to contribute their best ideas. Before we wrap up, here's a thought for anyone struggling with accent insecurity. Your accent is a story in sound. It's a sign of your journey, your courage, and your ability to communicate across cultures. Be proud of it. See you next time for more. Until then, embrace your linguistic identity. This has been Language Authenticity. I'm James. Thanks for listening.